to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot. Then Gretzky in. 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Glad to have you on board. This show is always driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, where that July clearance sales event continues. Glad to have you on board. A lot of golf talk tonight, everybody. As always, volunteers make up the biggest part of these great tournaments that are held right across the street at Highland Meadows, and they're on hand here tonight getting prepared for the tournament, of course, which gets underway on Monday. The tournament runs the Marathon Classic July 17th through the 23rd. Again, glad to have you on board. All of our guests, by the way, appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Our presentation next week, by the way, brought to you by the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Got a great brunch up there on Sundays, by the way. Affordable tee times and affordable rates, I have to tell you. $29 for seniors. That's 18 holes with a cart. Donald Ross Design Course was up there yesterday. Immaculate condition, by the way. Also, our good friends at Sakura will be bringing you all the scoring updates and the leaderboard throughout the week. Jamie Brose, the head golf coach at the University of Toledo for 5 years, who was let go, will join us at 5:10, 5:12 tonight. Good news for Jamie is he has already rebounded. Then Nicole Hollingsworth, the women's golf coach at the University of Toledo, will join us tonight at about 5:25. Judd Silverman's going to stop by tonight around, 5:35 or 5:40. So a lot of things happening. We'll close out the show tonight, by the way, talking a little motorsports. They're running tomorrow night at Toledo Speedway. Listen, everybody well aware, of course, that the trade deadline in Major League Baseball is coming up on the 31st at 4 o'clock. Al Avila, the general manager of the Detroit Tigers, stuck with a lot of big salaries, and Justin Verlander, Ian Kinsler. You know what? Here's who beat him to the punch. How about a trade between the two teams in Chicago today, and for the most part, pretty sizable trade indeed. Something along the line that the Detroit Tigers were looking for, but Jose Quintana going to the Chicago Cubs, he's a left-hander. Now three possible left-handers in that lineup for the Chicago Cubs. They've struggled. Four prospects go the other way to the Chicago White Sox. And you wonder why you can't move a Verlander. Cubs, by the way, were rumored to want Michael Fulmer. That's not going to happen. And Kyle Schwarber, believe it or not, was a name that came up in that deal, I understand. But Jose Quintana's salary averages about $9 to $10 million a year through 2020. The Detroit Tigers owe Justin Verlander about $70,000. That's why it, or $70 million, excuse me. Now, that's why it's going to be a tough thing for Al Avila to make any deals for the Detroit Tigers. But that happened today. Two of the prospects that the White Sox get appear in the top 100. Of course, a guy that's been compared to Stanton of the Marlins, this kind of power. Eloy Jimenez, he's an outfielder. He's playing in Class A. He will be joining the Chicago White Sox organization. And Dylan Cease, a left-handed pitcher, another guy in the top 100. Two other prospects, a Matt Rose and a Brandon Flett. So those guys are off again to the Chicago White Sox in exchange for left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana. So the trade deadline, I guess, officially opening up today. Again, my name is Mike Miller, again, coming to you from the Sylvania United Church of Christ. The Volunteers are getting ready here tonight. The Marathon Classic, of course, that week gets underway on Monday as well. Hey, speaking of golf, quick look at the leaderboard. You know something, hats off to the field that will be playing all week long at the Marathon Classic. You know, a lot of times after the U.S. Women's Open, it's tough to draw a good field. Great field coming in here to Toledo. Scoreboard update brought to you by Sakura from the U.S. Women's Open. Shenshen Feng, she has the lead, 6-under, finished her round today. Amy Yang at 5-under. So Young Ru at 4-under par. Lydia Ko, who won here last year, she's at 4-under par. Gabby Lopez at 4-under par as well. Other notable, Stacey Lewis today was 1-under par. Lexi Thompson, 1-under par. Kerr at 3-under par. Brooke Henderson, 2-under par. So day one of the Women's U.S. Open. Of course, a lot of those gals will be right here in Toledo next week. Right around the corner, a former coach of the University of Toledo golf team, Jamie Brose. This is Drive Time. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
It's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Again, we're over at the Sylvania United Church of Christ, right across the street from Highland Meadows, and all of the, and let's put it to you this way, all the volunteers who really make these things tick are getting together tonight, meetings and getting their shirts, getting their hats, talking about their assignments, and much, much more. So, again, everybody, glad to have you on board. A lot of golf talk today, and leading us off, a friend of this show, and I think a friend of Toledo, no question about it, Jamie Brose joins us, former head coach of the University of Toledo golf team. And I'll be honest with you, I was stunned when I picked up the paper that one day and said he was no longer the coach of the University of Toledo. Now, he has rebounded already. That does not surprise me at all. Already employed and playing some pretty good golf as well. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Mike, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time. I know it's a busy day for you. I guess we'll get this out of the way. I'm sure you were surprised. I know everybody that's associated with golf here in Toledo was surprised as well when you were told you would no longer be the coach at the University of Toledo. I don't expect you to dwell on this at all, but weigh in if you could.
Sure. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I serve at the discretion of the AD. You know, and it's his choice as who's going to be, you know, the coaches, and I was not under contract of any kind, so he felt like he needed to make a change, and, you know, that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. You know, it's just kind of like golf. You know, sometimes you hit that good shot and you feel like everything's right and you get a bad bounce or bad break, but everything's going to be just fine, and I look forward to my next coaching endeavor.
Well, I'm guessing you're allowed to pass that on. Congratulations on your new job. I understand you get underway Monday.
Yeah, so Monday I'll start. I'm going to be the IUPUI Director of Golf for the men's and women's programs, and I'm super excited to get started. There's a lot of potential there, a lot of good stuff going on in the city of Indianapolis. And so we're going to have to move on, but Toledo's been great to us, and I look forward to the new challenge.
You know, one of the reasons I said I was surprised, and just how you've handled yourself in this conversation, Jamie, is because in most businesses, you find good people, you hold on to them, and you've been nothing but gracious with us over the years and handled yourself with a lot of class. I'm guessing it goes without saying the people you miss most are the guys you coached.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of tears shed as I was trying to say goodbye to the team. So there's a lot of special memories. I wouldn't trade one day of it with those guys, and I just want to wish them, the new coach and the program, just all the best. So my heart's with them, and I just want to wish them all the best. But yeah, it was pretty tough saying goodbye to a couple of them for sure.
You know, you ran through those initials pretty quick, and I think I know who you're talking about and where you're at in Indianapolis, but give us the name again, if you could, of the university.
Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. So it's downtown, IUPUI. It's in the Horizon League now, and it's a combined campus of Indiana University and Purdue University. And it's a great school and a very nice program.
You know what, Jamie, you'll be coaching both the men's and the women, if you just mentioned that. Is that a new dynamic for you? And if you could, weigh in on that.
Yes, it is going to be new, and I'm actually really excited about it. A little nervous, but very excited about it. It's kind of a different direction for me as far as coaching goes. I've always coached men. I've coached or taught a lot of, lady players, but I haven't had the fortune of coaching women. So I'm looking forward to that challenge, and obviously I'll be been in the ear of a lot of my friends and coaches that coach women, and just I look forward to it.
My name's Mike Miller, coming to you from Sylvania, right across the street from Highland Meadows, where the volunteers for this tournament are getting together. Jamie Brosh, a former head coach at University of Toledo, joins us. I got to tell you, I was on my phone checking the leaderboard out there, the PGA professionals get together. Boy, you were right in that again, weren't you?
Yeah, it was fun. I played well the first couple days, really putted well. Day three, I didn't putt as well, but once day four came around, there was a little gap between me and the leaders, but after about the sixth or seventh hole, the leaders kind of came back, and so it was kind of exciting. I knew if I could get to a certain number, I'd have a really good chance to win or get in a playoff. And I kind of had that number in mind coming down the stretch, and I maybe pushed a little bit too hard, but I'm glad I tried to push. You know, I want to try to win, and, obviously that's the way I like to coach as well.
How about tell me about that mix, if you could, Jamie, and I'll let you go. Listen, you got to be managing your time at the utmost level when you're both coaching and playing, and I'm sure that's not a dynamic that's strange to a lot of folks in your business. How do you work that?
Right now it's going to be mostly, golf will probably come about third or fourth for me playing-wise, but that's okay. For me, it's, I've been playing it quite a while, and my game is what it is. It doesn't change a whole lot, and so for me it's really just going to be about mentally being ready to play. And I think if we can get, my family settled in Indianapolis, with this transition and everything, and just have a good mindset and a low expectations, but really just have a good mind and have some fun with it, I think I'll play quite well.
Well, Jamie, you've been a great friend of this show over the years. Thanks for coming on today, and you sound great. Listen, I got a good feel about this for you, and I think your career and the next move and the one after that are going to be all upwards. So, again, thanks for coming on. And from everybody in Toledo that you touched, your players and the folks in the media, I enjoyed working with you, and good luck down the road.
Mike, thanks so much. You can't see it, but I got a big smile on my face. So I have a lot of fond memories, and I look forward to catching up with you guys sometime down the road.
And believe me, I'm not losing the number, Jamie. Good job. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's Jamie Brosh, University of Toledo former head coach golf team. Listen, I like Mike O'Brien. I get along very well with Paul Helgren, and I don't know. They've hit a little bit of a bump in the road, the University of Toledo's men's golf team. His first year, they were second. Second year, they were third. Third year, they were second. Fourth year, sixth, and last year, eighth. Now, listen, that is not an upward trend, but I got to tell you, the guy that got you as the second-best team in the MAC in your first year didn't forget how to coach. Now, listen, I understand recruiting's a big part of this, so there's probably some ingredients here I don't know about, but when one comes to a class act gracious with your time. Saw him at numerous events around town. Jamie Brosh, we're going to miss him, and all the best to him. Speaking of golf, back with the University of Toledo women's golf coach, Nicole Hollinsworth, on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. New location open now in White House, by the way. As always, this show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, with a July clearance sales event. Continues back with Nicole Hollinsworth after this timeout.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Glad to have you on board. We're right across the street from Highland Meadows. By the way, next week, Marathon Classic kicks off. We'll be out there all week long, by the way. I'll be out there doing Drive Time every night right here on ESPN from 5 to 6. Bob France will be out there with his afternoon extravaganza from 3 to 5. Mike Jameson's and the Great Lakes of Golf Today will be there Saturday morning, 8 to noon. Cheap seats with Mick Gonzalez on Sunday. Kush will be out there giving updates on both Saturday and Sunday. Complete coverage of the Marathon Classic, again, coming up next week. And we're coming to you tonight, again, for the volunteers get together, getting their shirts, their gear, and last-minute instructions about the tournament next week. This show entirely dedicated to golf tonight. Drive Time, home of your Detroit Lions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, and, yes, the University of Michigan, and much more. Joining us now is the women's head coach of the golf team at the University of Toledo. Nicole Hollinsworth joins us. Hello, Nicole. How you doing, Coach?
Great. How you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks for taking the time. We've had a couple of chats over the years. And, I mean, I guess first things first, you've been there since 2003. I did a little looking at your record today. You've done one thing. You've kept the University of Toledo competitive, usually the top half or the top third for a good long time here. Congratulations. How you doing it?
You know, just working hard. We've done a really good job of recruiting players from Thailand. We're actually the number one recruiter in the country for those players. And just really working hard, and our players have bought into that. And it's been a great ride.
You know, you talk about that, Nicole, and I was looking at your roster. You kind of got to my next question here pretty quick. I said, I looked at your roster everywhere from Thailand to Lambertville, Michigan, of course, next to the booming metropolis of Temperance, right across the line there, Bedford. Tell me a little bit about that. Nice to see a local name on your roster as well.
Yeah, Hannah Kokendorfer is our local player, and she's done a really good job and has gotten tremendously better in her time here and has two more years to go, and does great in the classroom as well as is really making big strides on the golf course. So excited for her future. And then the rest of our team is from Thailand. And, you know, just has really taken us to a different level once we started recruiting all those players.
Well, you had mentioned academically. How about this? This is a record. Seven academic All-Americans, University of Toledo women's golf team. You would have thrown my 2.2 in there. That would have messed everything up, Nicole. I'm going to tell you that much right off the bat. Congratulations on that. Almost, what, a 4.0 cumulative average for you folks. Way to go. Not only on the links and the golf courses around the country, but in the classroom as well.
Yeah, I mean, 3.78 is almost unbelievable, really, when you talk about seven out of eight players are their English is not their first language. And, you know, we're gone about 40% of the semester. I mean, 40%, you know, and that's a long time to not be around. And they just work so hard when we're not here, and they work so hard when we are here. And I commend our team. It's a number, you know. My mentors always tell me never to say the word never or always, but I'm not sure this is ever going to happen again. But 3.78 is about as good as it gets, and it shatters the school record here at the University of Toledo, not just for women's golf, but the whole athletic department. So, and the seven academic All-Americans, I mean, the most we've ever had is four, which is an unbelievable number, and then you throw seven in there, you know, and it's just, it's phenomenal, because that's one of the hardest accolades to get. You have to compete 50% of the time, and you have to have a 3.5 cumulative GPA. And so we tie the most in the country, I think, with three or four other schools, and just a phenomenal year.
No, tremendous, tremendous stuff. Again, Nicole Hollinsworth joins us, head coach, women's golf team, University of Toledo. That number, again, was correct. 7 academic All-Americans on that team with almost a 3.8 a grade point to average. Good stuff. She joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Kid, we're coming to you tonight from Savannah United Church of Christ, right across the street, by the way, from Highland Meadows, and the tournament gets underway, of course, next week, the 17th to the 23rd. We will be out there all week. Listen, Nicole, I was looking at your schedule today, and you start out, you know, in that Ball State Invitational, but then all of a sudden you're out in Hawaii and Nevada and all over the place. You don't need any extra personnel to make that Hawaii trip, do you?
You know, you would not be the first person or the last person to ever ask me that. You know, I always need somebody to carry my bags, but yeah, it's those are hard trips, but somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Well, did I miss anything here? And congratulations on the tremendous job with your team. And season gets underway. Correct me if I'm wrong. In September, and what do? You play through, I think, February or March, don't you?
Actually, we'll go till November. The first week in November, we take 2 months off, and then we start back up in January, and actually start a practice trip to Florida in January, and then we're back up in February, and we don't end till the end of April. So, you know, we pretty much go all year, except for a couple months.
Good stuff, Nicole. Best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. New location, by the way, in White House, everybody. Good luck, and somewhere down the road, we'll touch base again.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Again, that was Nicole Hollinsworth, head coach, University of Toledo, women's golf team. And one of the class acts we've had on the show, been a friend of the show now for 5 years. We talked to Jamie Broche. He's on his way for another coaching assignment over in Indianapolis. So good for him. He's going to be coaching both the ladies and the men's team. Congratulations, Jamie. I had no doubt you would land on your feet. TASS Electronics Sports Update with Jim coming up right now. Judge Silverman, Tournament Director, Marathon Classic right around the corner. Again, my name is Mike Miller, coming to you from right across the street at Highland Meadows, site of the Marathon Classic. We'll be out there all week, drive time every night. Bob France will be out there Thursday and Friday. Jim will be giving you updates on the weekend. Complete coverage on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, TASS Electronics Updates after this.
ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're right across the street from Highland Meadows, site of the Marathon Classic. Gets underway next week, and the blood and the guts, the folks that make it all happen here, the volunteers tonight having meetings, talking about responsibilities, getting their T-shirts and their shirts and everything else, getting ready. By the way, our leaderboard next week will be brought to you by Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge, and also sponsored all next week, courtesy of the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Donald Ross Design, by the way, up in Monroe. Great rates. Call 734-241-5190 under new ownership. I was out there the other day for a meeting. Looks like it's in great shape. It had just rained. A lot of green. They've done a nice job up there at Monroe Golf and Country Club. Again, thanks for their help and all the broadcasts coming to you from Highland Meadows next week. Speaking of a leaderboard update brought to you by Sakura, the U.S. Women's Open already underway, round one today. They are still playing, but I can tell you that Shan Shan Feng is at 6-under par. She has a one-shot lead on Amy Yang. So Young Ru, very familiar name across the street at Highland Meadows, is at 4-under, defending champion, two-time winner at Highland Meadows. A little bit of a slump. Looks like she might be breaking out of that. Lydia Ko is at 4-under par. Gabby Lopez at 4-under par as well. Other notables, Stacey Lewis today, 1-under par. Lexi Thompson, 1-under par. Also, Christy Kerr at 3-under. Brooke Henderson at 2-under par. Those are some familiar names that will be in town here next week at the Marathon Classic. Joining us now is Tournament Director Judd Silverman. Hello, Judd. How are you?
How you doing, Mike? Thanks so much for coming to our volunteer uniform pickup and our meetings, training meetings. It's great to have you here.
Well, it's going to be great to be out there all week. Enjoy it. I've always told you this. Besides of the great golf, all the activities that surround the tournament, For me, it's really Old Home Week. I go out and see people now probably for 20 years that you see them once a year, and I think that's the allure. It's become such a staple in this community. How about that U.S. Open leaderboard number one, Judd Silverman? And number two, I blew a little smoke in your direction at the beginning of the show. Usually after a U.S. Open or a major, sometimes it makes it a little tough on tournament directors to get a great field in here. Not the case. You got everybody coming in. That's a testament to Toledo, all the things the Marathon Classic has done, yourself and all your staff.
Well, thanks, Mike. We're very pleased with the field. And you've got Lexi Thompson, who's having a tremendous year, and Stacey Lewis and Brooke Henderson. It'll be great. Lexi didn't play in the Marathon Classic last year, so it'll be great to have her back at Highland Meadows. About 3 years ago, she made that hole-in-one on the 14th hole and won a nice vehicle. Lexi Thompson, Brooke Henderson, Brooke, a Canadian, and, went right to the tour from high school and has just played phenomenal golf. It'll be great to have her back. Stacey Lewis is always a crowd favorite in Toledo, having been born here, and she's got family here. So, the list goes on. Jarena Pillar is back after a couple years. She was the one that made the big putt in the Solheim Cup back a year ago in Germany to win it for the United States. And this is another Solheim Cup year in Des Moines, Iowa. And, of course, 4 years from now, the Solheim Cup will be coming to Toledo and Inverness, which will just be tremendous for the community. So there'll be lots of build-up over these next 4 years getting ready for the Solheim Cup, and it's exciting.
Judd, I would imagine you would be in Des Moines this year and every year after taking a look. And, I mean, it's governed, I'm sure, by those folks, but you're allowed to maybe put your own input into things like this?
Well, the LPGA manages and operates the Solheim Cup when it's in the U.S. When it's in Europe, the ladies' European tour runs it. But we'll be working very closely with the LPGA on the Solheim Cup. I would say that'll get started about a year from now. They'll get this Solheim Cup in Des Moines behind them, and then Chris Garrett, the tournament director, will actually move to Toledo, and he'll be here 3 or 4 years, and just putting that one event together in 2021. It's pretty amazing, all of the work and time and effort that goes into it. But literally, we anticipate in 2021 that 5,000 Europeans will come watch the Solheim Cup. And when Denver hosted it in 2013, they had attendees from all 50 states. So it will draw a lot of people from out of town to Toledo. And, with all the revitalization that's going on in downtown Toledo, just amazing what ProMedica is doing down there and what the Mud Hens have done down there with Hensville. And the new hotel that's about to open downtown, it'll just be a great time for all these visitors from around the country and Europe to visit Toledo for the Solheim Cup.
I got to tell you, 2 weekends ago, I was at a wedding down in Hensville. What a great venue that was. So we enjoyed ourselves. Hey, you just came from across the street over at Highland Meadows. Tell me what kind of shape it's in, and let's, if we can, I always want to say number 9, which is number 18, and that's been redone. The driving range has been completed, so some changes out there. Change is good sometimes, just kind of a different feel, isn't it?
It is. The 18th hole, I think people are really going to like it. I think the players are going to like it. It is a hole now that's risk-reward that you could get home in two. Where the old hole was, I think Lexi Thompson was the only player to knock it on that green, and we've been there since 1988. So this new design, we're really excited about it, and the grandstands around it, that we got plenty of seating for everybody, and I think it's going to be fun, Mike. So come on out, everybody, and check it out. Obviously, the new range is phenomenal, just fantastic. And the course is in great shape. It really is just perfect. Greg Pattinson, the superintendent at Highland Meadows, and his crew do a great job. So the greens will be fast. The course is lush, and there'll be plenty of birdies out there. These women obviously are the best in the world, and it'll be fun to watch him again.
Judd Silverman joins us here on Drive Time of the Vito's Pizza phone line. Ingredients, of course, that you can trust. A great location over on Central. New location, of course, out in White House. I frequent the one up in beautiful Temperance, by the way. Hey, back to the volunteers. Total number for the week. What's the number?
About 1,000 people.
Wow.
Just can't say enough. It really is the fun part of the tournament for our staff, working with so many people from throughout the community who give of their time. As chairman, you know, we have about 50 different committees, and, you know, it's just wonderful to work with people that want to give back to the community and give to our charities. This year, 23 different Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan children's charities will benefit. And, Mike, it's sort of a milestone year for the tournament. We're going to go over the $10 million mark on what the tournament has been able to contribute to charities. About 170 different charities have benefited from the tournament over the years that began back in 1984. And, you know, we're just pleased to be able to help these great organizations that do such wonderful work for kids and families in our community.
I was at that tournament in 1984, by the way, and the purse, $175. The winner got $26,250. Last year, Lydia Coe, $1.5 million purse, and she got $225,000.
Yeah, so how about that? In 1984, the purse, like you said, $175,000, and this year's winner is going to get $250,000. So, yep, it's amazing how all sports have grown, no question, and including the LPGA. And the commissioner, Mike Wan, current commissioner, has done a fabulous job. When he took over in 2011, they were playing for prize money about $40,000, and now they're playing for prize money of about $67 million. So a big jump, and our purse continues to go up. We raised it $100,000 this year from last year. So, you know, we want to keep attracting the best field. And another thing I wanted to tell everybody about, Mike, we have a great kids zone this year. We've got all these mascots coming in. So just be great for the families to come. Kids 17 and under get in free. We've got the Laurels Princesses. We've got Sparty coming down from Michigan State. We've got the Detroit Tiger, the Detroit Lion, and the Cleveland Browns mascots that will all be there, in addition to Rocky the Rocket and Muddy the Mudhen. So a lot for the kids to do when they're here. We really encourage the families to come out and have a great time.
No, always, just believe me, just always a great week, no doubt about it. Driving over here today, our good friends, another Cumulus station, WJR in Detroit, was talking about the tournament. So you've always got tremendous media coverage from the local guys. We'll see everybody out there. Did I miss anything?
No, not at all. And you're right about the media coverage. We are so blessed for everything you do and the TV stations, the Blade, you know, and the radio coverage that we get, just tremendous. We couldn't do it without you.
Good stuff, Judd. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks
Judd Silverman, my pleasure. Judd Silverman, Tournament Director, Marathon Classic. We will be out there all week. Bob France will be out there Thursday and Friday. Cush will be giving updates on the weekend. A lot of great stuff right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. All of our guests, of course, appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Ingredients you can trust. Back to close it out after this, another edition of Drive Time. Just about the book. Stick around, everybody.
The best in local sports talk. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Glad to have you on board right across the street from Highland Meadows. Volunteers getting ready, getting together, having their meetings, getting their assignments, getting their clothing. Marathon Classic right around the corner. Speaking of sports in Toledo, tomorrow night the Toledo Monroe News Enduro Series continues. A 250-lap race tomorrow night in Toledo. The current point leader is Troy Bremer. He's from Toledo. One race at Toledo, four at Flat Rock. Hello, Troy. How you doing?
I am good. How are you doing today, Mike?
Yeah, very, very good. Hey, what are you doing right? Congratulations on a great start through five races.
Oh, thank you very much. It's wonderful running that division. I run with a good bunch of guys. Definitely tough tough competitors, but fair on the racetrack, and we have a good time out there. It's a pleasure being out there with them.
Tell me a little bit about Toledo. I know we talked about it last time. You run at boat tracks from all the guys we've had on Troy over the years, and I remember our chat a couple of years ago, and the first thing that comes out of anybody's mouth when they talk about Toledo Speedway is, man, is that fast.
It is. It's a tight little track, but it is fast. It makes for some good racing. ARCA puts on a nice safe show there. It's always a pleasure running down there, and I'm looking forward till tomorrow. I got some work to do tonight, but see if we can get a good finish out of it.
Well, listen, if you are to finish well and get a win or a top three or four or five, what do you think you would have done right tomorrow night? What are you focusing on for a successful run?
It's to try and stay out of trouble, keep the air in the tires, and run everybody fair. We've had the car counts increased, which makes it a little tougher getting through traffic when you got more cars to drive around. But you just got to be patient and look for places to advance when you can, and just run everybody well.
You know what, Troy? I got a note, by the way, a text a couple of moments ago, and Scott Schultz told me to remind you your son, 6-year-old Ryan's going to be competing in the Power Wheels Demo Derby at Flat Rock on Saturday night, so I'm sure he's pumped up for that.
At Flat Rock on Saturday night, we've got it's autograph night. You can come out, meet the drivers, and it's always a good time for the fans and the kids, and we've got, I think the go-karts are running. We've got the street stocks running, late model sportsmen's, and then we've got the Power Wheels Demo Derby. And I think they had one at Toledo Speedway earlier this year. I wasn't able to get down there to see that show. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And Ryan's got his car all painted up, and I think he's all ready to go.
That's great. Hey, listen, best of luck to you, Troy. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you either on Friday or Saturday. Not sure yet, but best of luck to you and keep it going.
Thank you, Mike.
Troy Bremer, again, points leader. Four races at Flat Rock, one at Toledo. The Monroe News 250-lap race tomorrow night in Toledo. Then they're back up there on Saturday night at Flat Rock. Back to close it out after this. Another edition of Drive Time about in the books. Let's close it down after this quick word. All right, everybody, thanks a lot. Another edition of Drive Time in the books. ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, home of Ohio State, Michigan, the Lions. Volunteers getting together here tonight at the Sylvania United Church of Christ. Tournament gets underway on Monday. We'll be out there all week. Cushman was back in the studios. Special thanks to the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. He drives Drive Time. All our guests, of course, on Vito's Pizza Phone Line. TAS Electronics with the updates. Golf next week, presented by the Monroe Golf and Country Club in Sakura. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody, from the Irish Hills. My name's Mike Miller saying so long and good night, everybody.